This is Breakfast with Dan and Jenny on ABC Newcastle.
When did you last go to the shops? I'll bet you're putting it off as long as you possibly can. That is the right thing to do. So how can we make the most of what we have, maybe even save some money at the same time?
Claire Collins is Laureate Professor of Nutrition and Dietetics at the University of Newcastle. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
How important is some planning before we head to the shops, especially when only one of us is allowed to go and we really should be doing it as quickly as possible and as socially distanced as possible?
Well, planning's everything, and it's going to determine what you're able to cook at home. And we all know that cooking puts us in a good mood or not, depending on what you're cooking. So it really is about your well-being and how cheery everyone's going to be at your place.
So over the weekend, a link you shared caught my eye, and it was about what you can have in the pantry to make healthy, tasty meals using pantry staples, essentially, stuff that you could just stock up on and have sitting there through lockdown. So can we start with the types of things you could keep in the pantry?
Yeah, some of the really important things are canned items, because they last, you know, forever and ever. And so if you go through like all your basics, vegetables and fruits, so things like beetroot, canned tomatoes, you know, corn, asparagus, beans and peas, all of those things are really helpful, are really great. And try and aim for the low salt ones. And some of the supermarkets have their own brands, and they're the cheap ones anyway. And then in the fruits, things like canned apple, that means you can make apple crumble, and some of the others, peaches, etc. And then even things like, this is a staple that I rely on heaps and I buy it by the carton, is long life milk, because that in normal times, it means you don't need to run to the shops just because you've run out of milk. So, and then you can buy the skim milk, and it's like $1 a litre, so cheap. And if people in your house like all the other alternatives, soy, almond, oat, whatever, they're really easy to order and buy.
Are there things we should have in the fridge that aren't long life but can be used for the week or so?
Well, when it comes to the fridge, also have a think about what can go in the freezer. So things like cheese and grated cheese, well, you can put that in the, keep it in the fridge, but it'll last forever in the freezer. Mm. And then even some of the fridge items, like you can make your eggs last a bit longer if you put them in the fridge. And certainly like with yogurt, you know, we don't know how long this lockdown's going to last, but you can buy those home yogurt makers pretty cheap, and you can buy the powdered yogurt bases and make your own yogurt as well. But, you know, I guess we don't know at this stage how long it's going to last. But some of the other things that can make a meal extra tasty are your herbs and spices. So go into your pantry now and have a look, and if any of them are dated last century, I definitely recommend that you should throw those out. But
have a look to think about each
I mean, they spices do last a long time, and towards the end of their life they're still okay, but you've got to add more to get the flavor. But they can really make the difference between whether a dish is like everyone's lining up for seconds, or whether they're looking for the compost bin or not. But even some of the really basic ones, like curry powder. So here's one of my favourites at the moment. And this recipe is kind of stolen from Ottolenghi, but it's so easy. You just mix a bit of ordinary curry powder, the good old Keen's curry powder, in olive oil, and then cut up your cauliflower and just drop it in, mix it in with that, and then roast it. And like in 20 to 25 minutes, you have a to die for cauliflower that everyone's fighting for what's left over.
Ooh, in it. Oh, cauliflower's so cheap right now too, Professor Collins.
Yeah, it's so cheap. And here's another one where you can't go wrong. And again, carrots are what, like $2 a kilo. So just brown an onion and garlic and whatever spices you've got in the cupboard, whether it's you've got Indian spices like cumin and coriander, but make sure you put in a pinch of cinnamon, because that makes this one really pop. A kilo of carrots. If you've got a chicken stock cube, if you haven't got a chicken stock cube, you can substitute with something like a teaspoon of Vegemite, mm-hmm. or a teaspoon of any spice paste that you have in there. and simmer it until it's all soft and mushy. If you've got a blender, puree it up.
Yeah.
And then what really makes this one, it's not my recipe, it was given to me by a friend, you put a teaspoon of brown sugar and half a lemon or lime. It gives it a really Asian flavour. And again, everyone's fighting over it. So some of those things, some of the other really key staples, so you can make your crumbles and you can make your porridge, things like bags of rolled oats, you know, $4 for a kilo, rice pasta noodles. And then things like any of those flatbreads will do for pizza bases. And whether it's a mountain bread or whether it's, you know, the
thicker Lebanese bread as well.
Yeah.
That is such a good suggestion from you, Professor. Thank you.